And everybody's saying, say a little to hell. The Ilui Nishmas, Reb Zundel Kaiser, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, one of the Tzadikim of Yerushalayim, he was nifter today. So we'll say something over Mishmoy. The Parsha, I'll lower it here. Starts the famous Bahar, Vayidab al Hashem, El Moshe, and the Lashon the Pasuk uses is Bahar Sinai. Bahar Sinai Lemo. Daber al Bnei Yisrael, Mamart alim ki sevoyu al Oretz. So Rashi asks the famous question. Rashi says, Ma inyan shmito etzel har Sinai. I made it higher. Ma inyan shmito etzel har Sinai. Shkoyach. Thank you. Ma inyan shmito etzel har Sinai. What's shmita doing over here? And Rashi says, Valoi kolam mitzvahis. Kulam nemu mi Sinai. Elozeh shmita. So Rashi right away points out that Avada, there's nothing new. And the Torah here is trying to teach us that just like Shemitah was given in Sinai, so too all the mitzvahs were given in Sinai. Rashi himself is merames that doesn't really answer the question. Why is Shemitah special? In other words, the question is, why does the Torah pick Har Sinai to put it by Shemitah? The answer is to tell you that just like Shemitah was given to Sinai, all of the Torah is given to Sinai. You could ask the same question again. Why did the Torah pick Shemitah to say Sinai? You could pick any mitzvah for that, if that's the reason. There were many mitzvahs that weren't given. So the Ramban, Taka questions Rashi on this point. And Rashi, when he says Venira Li, the second part of Rashi, he's really trying to answer that question. And he says, Venira Li Shekach Pirusho. Lufi Shalei Motzinu Shmitas Ksofim. Shenishnis Pa'avos Moyev B'mishna Toiro. Lomanu Shekloliseyen Uproteseyen Kulu Nemu Misinai. So Rashi adds a twist. Rashi says, you know what? There's another unique element to Shemitah. And that is that Shemitah was not repeated in Avos Moav, where most of the mitzvahs were. So the fact that Shemitah was not repeated in Avos Moav, so it's in other words, it's more connected to Sinai. The other mitzvahs, which were said by Avos Moav, leaves open the possibility of where all the aspects were said. Maybe they were said in Avos Moav. Rashi says, but here you have a mitzvah that's not recorded in Avos Moav. So that's what's unique about Shemitah. That's what Rashi wants. The Ramban over here on the spot, the Ramban questions Rashi. And he says, there were other mitzvahs that were not recorded in Avos Moav. So Shemitah, the same question is back. Shemitah is not unique. Rashi is trying to give it a uniqueness. Ramban is saying it's not unique. It's true. Many mitzvahs were written in Avos Moav, but many mitzvahs were not. So what Vayter, the same question is asked again. What makes Shemitah special? So Ramban comes up with his pshat, that Shemitah is actually found in Parshas Mishpatim, already, and now it's repeated here. Reb Zalman, Reb Zundel cries as Zecher Tzadik Levracha, wrote a Sefer on Chumash. And again, since today is the day of his Ptira, I feel it Le'ilui Nishmasi to say something from his name. Big Tzadik, tremendous Tzadik, I'm sure many of you are familiar. a Gaon, but also a tremendous tzaddik. So you were a sefer on Chumash. It's interesting. I lowered it already. Okay. He wrote a sefer on Chumash called Or HaChama. And in Or HaChama, he puts himself into this debate between Rashi and the Ramban. And he says as follows. He brings down the Ramban, and then he says like this. Vinigali, he says, the Hakavona kan is as follows. The mitzvah shmita hi mitzvah atluya baretz. Really, shmita is a mitzvah atluya baretz. So logically, the closer it's said when we go into Eretz Yisrael, the more logical it is. If you have a mitzvah that's totally in Eretz Yisrael, you wait as close as you can to give us the details going in. He says, and therefore he says, mitzvah shmita, mitzvah atluya baretz, and kain kefi mistaver, it would be logical. The mitzvah zu ayatzarach loyim rabarvus mayev. This is even more than the other mitzvahs. This should have been an arvus mayev. Because this is one of the mitzvahs that's based on Eretz Yisrael. He says, therefore, he says, shoy yasomach lebiyos v'shayich tfeil arvus mayev milasina. It's more connected to arvus mayev than sina. He says, v'akosov. So the Torah here did two things. Loy die, shall enemer v'nishlus parvus moyev. Not only is this mitzvah, which more than other mitzvahs, should have been an arvus moyev, not only that not, but it connects it to Sinai, connects it to the earlier event, to the beginning of the 40 years. Instead of here, this one should be at the end. That's how Rabbi Zundel is learning. And he says, maybe, in other words, that's how he's learning Rashi. And that's what Rashi means when Rashi says, this answers the Ramban's question, because Ramban says there are other mitzvahs that weren't said in Arvus Mayev. So Reb Zundel's answer to that is, true, but this mitzvah, more than the other mitzvahs, belongs by Arvus Mayev. And here the Torah doesn't put it in Arvus Mayev and connects it to Arsin. That's Reb Zundel's approach. So I would like to take it now from here, from where Reb Zundel leaves off. I believe it's still shver, even the way Reb Zundel is learning, and even the way the Ramban is learning. Because no matter how many pshatim we're going to give, we're still going to be left with the same question. So why did the Torah use Shemitah as a model? You could tell me Shemitah is a model. Yeah, you could tell me. You could tell me you have a raya that Shemitah is a model. No problem, you could do that also. But why did the Torah decide to use Shemitah as a model? What was the reason for that? There's obviously something captivating about Shemitah, that the Torah picked this mitzvah to be the one to tell you that everything was given b'Sinai. And what is that? What's the reason why the Torah did that?
Just more Amuna, so many mitzvahs we didn't understand.
Amen.
Especially in an agricultural,
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just get the Sefer Achinuch. One other question. The parsha starts halachas v'shmitahem, Baal Sinai, and as soon as it starts the parsha, it says Dabel bnei Yisrael v'mat aleim ki savoy lahoretz v'shanezel v'shofsa aret shavas l'ashem sheishanim. And then again it says v'shofsa aret shavas. So the obvious question is, number one, it's repetitive. It's repetitive. It's saying twice. It starts off by saying, basically, Moshe Rabbeinu is starting the parasha Shemitah by saying, I'm going to tell you soon about Shemitah. Then he says, there's going to be 6 years, and then he tells you Shemitah. What's the first words here? Tabel bnei Yisrael v'shof sarat Shabbos l'ashem. Tabel bnei Yisrael v'mat aleim sheishonim tizrasa decha. Ubashana Shmir, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yilat. What's this introduction? Not only is the introduction difficult, but factually speaking, it's not the way it happened. Factually speaking, we got to Eretz Yisrael. We had 14 years. Sheva Shekivshu. Sheva Shechilku. And then we started a cycle. 1, 2, 3. And then that seventh year, Bekitzer, year 21, it was the first Shmita. So in other words, first we conquered Eretz Yisrael, we gave out Eretz Yisrael, then the mitzvah of Shmita was Noyek. And then we didn't start from year 7, we started from year 1. So actually, the more accurate way we would have thought would have been, that makes sense. So this is a big tzarachin. The repetition is a tzarachin, and the location of it is a tzarachin. If the Torah wouldn't have repeated, it also would have been difficult. Why are you starting with Shemitah? Start with a cycle. Additionally, the first time it says it, it says, "Dabo bnei Yisrael v'mat aleim ki sevoy al ha'aretz, v'shov so ha'aretz Shabbos la'Hashem." The Shabbos is for Hashem. The second time it says Shabbos, before the third time, it says Shabbos Shabbos and Yil ha'aretz. So this seems to be two different inyanim. So I want to share with you a yisoid from the Sefer HaChinuch, which will also answer. You know, the Klei Yochar has a beautiful pshat. I'm sure many of you have heard the Klei Yochar in the past and have seen it inside. The Klei Yochar has a fascinating pshat in Shemitah, the concept of Shemitah. He says that Shemitah really is a representation of Talmud Torah. Because the Gemara says in the Zman HaTalmud, they used to take off from the yeshiva 2 months a year. Well, that's where Ben Azmanim, if you want to know where Ben Azmanim came from, the Zman HaGemara. Okay? Happens to be the only kasha on Ben Azmanim is we're not farmers anymore. The Bochum HaZich are not farmers. Maybe the parents are farmers. The Bochum are not farmers. And the Yungalite are not farmers. But the Ben Azmanim comes from there. Yoimi Nisan and Yoimi Tishrei, they used to go home to take care of the farms. Because that was the high, they had workers the whole year. 2 months a year, the Balabastav Kumanahem, no oversee. And Nisan and Tishrei was the most, Nisan was the harvesting, was and Tishrei was Asifa, the Zman of Asifa. Ktsir and Asifa. So the 2 months a year that they lost, every 6 years equaled a year. So the Klei Yochar says the Rabbeinu Shem gave us a year to make up for those 12 months. Every 6 years we wasted, we mevatel teira, 12 months, 2 months a year. So every 6 years, if you add up the months that we missed from learning, 12 months. So Banashram gave us for Shav Sarat Shabbos Lashem. So 12 months. So by the way, according to him, according to the Klei Yochar, it's very understandable why it starts off with Shav Sarat Shabbos Lashem. Because the Shav Sarat Shabbos Lashem is to make up for the 6 years of work. That's one thing, to make up for Torah. So the Velt asks on the Klei Yochar a great question. The question they ask on the Klei Yochar is, that cheshbon doesn't work. Because what happened to the 2 months of itself? In other words, the 10 months, you got an extra two. What about the Shemitah's also a year you have to learn? If Shemitah would be a blank year that you pulled out of nowhere, but Shemitah is also a year you chayv in Talmud Torah. So, you're only gaining really 2 months. That's the cash. There's all kinds of musa tichus. Reb Gifter in his famous shmuz where he spoke about why Reb Akiva didn't go in to say hello to his wife, right? Which I had the chutzpah to ask him when I was there. Who says he didn't go? No, because the Gemara says in Ksubas that Akiva came, he heard his wife in the Dorim. He heard his wife telling the neighbor he could stay another 12 years. He said, I could go back for another 12 years. He went back for another 12 years. So if Gifter learns, he didn't open the door to say hello to the Rebbe. So what's the Raya? Could be open the door. He said, Shalom Aleichem. And how are you and how are the children? He gave them a stam of brochas. At least he simcha likim gefreim uch menashe. And then he said, Koltov, I'm going back for the... I'm happy I heard that you said you're happy for me to go back for another 12 years. Who says he didn't go in? But the Gemara doesn't talk about him going. He did go in. He didn't go in. So if Gifter has his famous word, he said 12 and 12 doesn't equal 24. 24 is 24. Once you take a break, it's a different... It's not 12 and 12. Rabbi Akiva wanted there should be a continuity. He didn't want it to be 12 and a break and 12. That's the famous Rav Gifter. So the Bali Musa say that Shemitah, since it doesn't have the 2 months off, the whole year is a different quality. So it's 12 months of a different quality of learning. That extra quality counts for the whole. In other words, it's almost like you're getting in 2 years. You're getting in, because the fact that you have the 12 months continuity, the whole quality is different. So I want to share with you another point. The point you can say is like this. The Chinuch says, what's the reason for Shemitah? And the Chinuch actually, interestingly, by this mitzvah, he gives us 3 points for Shemitah. 3 separate points. This is right here in our parasha. Mitzvah Pei Dalet. Let me tell you what he says. He says, what's the reason for this mitzvah? So he says, number one, Shabbos. He says, Shabbos is a very important thing. It reminds us the Eibishter created the world, reminds us about Bris Olam. Shabbos is such an important mitzvah, says the Chinuch, that Hashem wants us to always remember it. And therefore he says, Uleman, in order that we should lasharish, to root this idea into our system, the Baruch Hashem gave us so many reminders every week, then he gave us in the years, and then he gave us Yevelis. Each one is a system of 7. The Yevelis is 7 Shemitahs, the Shemitah is 7 years, and Shabbos is 7 days. And that's really what he says. Limnei sheshanu v'lish pois v'shvius. Uvechein lo tipore de'inyin lo'oilo mi'bein einenu. We'll never forget it. That's number one. Then he says, that's number one. Then he says another thing. He says, number two, Kidei sheyizkor adam, that a person should remember, Shemoytzi elav aperis bekol shona v'shona loy bekoicha, it's not coming from the land, it's not koichi v'oitzim yadi, it's Hashem. Ki yesh lam adam, ukshehu chafetz, it's he, the Rabbanu Shalom, who makes everything happen. And when he tells us to be mafker, we're mafker it. In other words, the second thing basically he's saying is Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis. Really, if you think about it, these are two different beliefs. One belief system is to believe there's a creator. There are a lot of scientists that believe there's a creator. But then they think there's a natural course that's Chas v'Shalom separate. No, the Chinuch says that there's a creator, that's Shabbos. And then there's the Shemitah element, is that there's Hashgacha Pratis. Then he says, the Yosef al Yedei Zeh Bitochen Ba'Kodesh Boch. Similar to what you were saying, Dr. Nehru, trying to say, right? Then he comes and he says, number three. 13. He says, number three. He says, there's another mile. The other mile, he says, V'oid yesh toyelas. There's another mila. L'hafkir lo'olam nachlas avoysov. To give away to people. V'chol ha'mishpochos lo'y techzak bo'y lo'olam midas hakilus. It's a new mila. People learn to be generous. People learn to give away. You have 1 year where you just, everything is given away. Trains you not to be possessive of what you have. That's what Chinuch says. So there's really, so what's interesting is that if somebody would ask you, Shemitah really has a dual mila. It's Bein Adam L'Mokam, it's Mashrish, our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fully, not just that he created the world, but that he governs the world day to day. Those are the Yisoidus of Emunah, which by the way, some Rishonim say is the mitzvah of Anoichi, Because the famous question, how can you tell somebody who doesn't believe to believe? Tara says the Eibush is telling the believers that they have to believe that he runs the world, not just that he created the world. So Shemitah has that, and then it has the Bein Adam L'Chaveri built in, because it teaches a person the highest level of Atronis, to take his Nachla, Nachla's Avoisov, and to be Mafkirit. So really, Shemitah represents what the whole Torah is about. Because the whole Torah is about the integration of Bein Adam L'Mokam and Bein Adam L'Chaveri. And Shemitah epitomizes the highest levels of both things. It captures the essence of a Yid. Torah Avoyed and Gmilus Chasadim. That's what Shemitah captures. And the Mele you could say is like this. That those Midas that Shemitah is supposed to bring out, those Midas are not supposed to be there once every 7 years. Those Midas always have to be there. So the Torah says, number one, this is what Sinai is all about. What's Sinai? The two Luchas, one is Bein Adam L'Mokam, one is Bein Adam L'Chaveri. That's the whole idea of Sinai. The ten commandments, the Aseret HaDibros, captured the essence of Bein Adam L'Mokam and Bein Adam L'Chaveri. Because that's what Yiddishkeit's all about. That's Sinai. Therefore, the Torah took Shemitah to teach us this lesson. The Torah took Shemitah to tell us that just like Shemitah, clearly, whenever you do Shemitah, you're working on perfecting these Bein Adam L'Mokam and Bein Adam L'Chaveri. So it could be that's the Peshat here also. Number one, V'shav Zorot Shabbos L'Hashem. And number two, Shabbos Shabbos and Yilo Oretz. That's the Bein Adam L'Chaveri. One is your belief in L'Hashem, and one is V'shav Zorot Shabbos L'Hashem. Now we can understand also, it answers Reb Zundel. Reb Zundel Kreiser, Zatzal's question. Why didn't the Torah say it in Avos Mayav? Because the point of Shemitah is not a Mitzvah Kli Yisbaretz. It's the Yesodus of our belief. And if we would have said it in Avos Mayav as a Mitzvah Kli Yisbaretz, we think, oh, this is Eretz Yisrael Mitzvah. It's not. The Mitzvah is wherever you are, you have to integrate the Emunah, the Bitochen, and the Bodem L'Chaveri of Shemitah. And therefore, that part is not Kli Yisbaretz. And therefore, the Torah Dafka took it out of Avos Mayav and connected it to Sinai. I'm just late for my second Avishir now, 5 minutes ago. But I want to hear it, so you'll tell it to me. You'll save it for me.